$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at iGrowNews.com/precision.
Welcome to another episode of AgTech Digest, your go-to source for the latest in agricultural technology. In today's episode, we're diving into the latest developments shaping the future of agriculture. We'll explore controlled environment agriculture, market, maturity, and crop concentration patterns, examine major capital investments in canola research infrastructure and breeding technology acquisitions, and look at renewable energy commitments and biological inputs platform expansion. We'll also cover AI-based food system risk management platforms, climate-resilient crop research funding, poultry biosurveillance technology, biostimulant precision application innovations, and indoor agriculture systems integration. There's a lot to cover, so let's get started. Taking a look at this week's analysis looks at how crop concentration reflects the increasing maturity of the controlled environment agriculture market. Recent activity across funding, expansions, and restructurings shows a clear focus on a small group of crops, led by leafy greens, tomatoes, strawberries, and microgreens. While these crops dominate by volume, their prevalence no longer signals growth alone. Leafy greens, in particular, remain central to controlled environment agriculture production, but also account for a disproportionate share of closures and bankruptcies, highlighting a segment where operational efficiency and cost discipline now define viability. Tomatoes and strawberries continue to show steadier momentum, driven by greenhouse expansion, applied research, and energy efficiency gains. Microgreens remain present, but are increasingly linked to refinancing and restructuring rather than new scale builds, while diversification beyond core crops remains limited and largely experimental. Overall, the data points to a sector shifting away from expansion-led strategies toward execution, crop-specific system design, and operational realism as the key determinants of long-term success. Beginning the news from TI His Week, Bayer invested more than $45 million Canadian in a new canola innovation center. Large-scale capital investment, long-term research and development infrastructure, and direct relevance to a major global crop make this the most structurally significant development this week. Transitioning to breeding technology, Silinta secured growth funding through a majority stake acquisition by EW Group. A majority stake acquisition backing a differentiated breeding model for true potato seed with global food security implications places this high in strategic importance. In sustainability commitments, Syngenta signed a 5-year virtual power purchase agreement in Europe. A major incumbent committing to long-term renewable energy sourcing across core operations signals structural shifts in energy strategy and sustainability execution. Regarding biologicals expansion, Agrinova Biotech acquired Asfert Global to expand its biological inputs platform. This acquisition strengthens a growing biologicals platform with immediate commercial and geographic expansion across multiple regions. Moving to technology platforms, Cropine launched an AI-based ecosystem for food system risk management. A platform-level launch addressing climate risk, predictability, and supply chain resilience across food systems positions this as a cross-value chain development. In research funding, Heritable Agriculture received a $4.98 million grant for climate-resilient crop research. Targeted funding with long-term implications for breeding, AI-enabled genomics, and smallholder resilience, though still pre-commercial. Additionally, Barnwell Bio raised $6 million to expand its poultry biosurveillance platform. Meaningful seed funding supporting biosecurity and disease monitoring in livestock, with relevance tied to regulatory and operational pressures. Continuing with precision agriculture, Rovensa Next introduced Mindra Biostimulant through the FOVE drone spraying project. Applied innovation combining biostimulants and precision application with early trial data, but still in a development and validation phase. In indoor agriculture, EcoBloom partnered with New Growing System on indoor agriculture integration, a systems integration partnership addressing indoor agriculture efficiency, important but early stage and pilot focused. Finally, North Carolina State University developed AI-enabled robotics for vegetable farming. Publicly funded research with promising prototypes, but still pre-commercial and exploratory in nature. Looking ahead to upcoming industry events, mark your calendars for Agri Expo International Exhibition and Conference for Agriculture Supplies. Following that, Future of Food Summit will take place on February 10, 2026 in London, United Kingdom. Then we have Indoor AgCon from February 11th to February 12th, 2026 in Las Vegas, United States. That wraps up today's episode of Ag Tech Digest. We explored the latest developments in agricultural technology. From controlled environment agriculture market maturity and crop concentration patterns to major infrastructure investments and breeding technology acquisitions. It's clear that the ag tech sector is making strides in sustainability and innovation. With significant funding rounds, including Bayer's $45+ million Canadian dollar Canola Innovation Center investment, Barnwell Bio's $6 million raise, and Heritable Agriculture's $4.98 million grant, and impactful partnerships and acquisitions including Salinta and EW Group, Agrinova Biotech, and Asfert Global, and EcoBloom and New Growing System, the future of agriculture is shaping up to be smarter and more sustainable than ever before. Thanks for joining me. I'm Anna, signing off. Stay inspired and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at iGrowNews.com/precision.